Hi. I look sad. I'm not sad. I'm just, thinking about stuff. Why didn't I leave with my friends? I just wanted to, eat some more. So, they left, and, yeah, I didn't have any food left, but I was just about to go and order some more. Sure, just get me a burger or something. So, why did you come and talk to me exactly? I don't mean to be rude, it's just, well, you know, I am the quiet girl, so nobody ever comes to talk to me. Well, I guess they are my friends, but I don't really know. I mean, sure, we hang out, but it's more like they hang out, and I'm just, you know, there. We don't really have anything in common. I think they just drag me around because it makes them feel better or something. I'm like a trinket they carry around, and I let them because I think it's better than being alone. Though I'm not so sure anymore. Sorry, I'm sure you don't care. Oh no, I'm not going to eat it. Go ahead. Oh, is that obvious, huh? You'd think I'd be a better liar. I mean, I can make people think I'm not even there half the time. Why are you laughing? I'm funny. Thanks. I guess. Nobody's ever called me funny before. I'm feeling a bit better now. Thanks. Why did they leave me here? Well, we were going to have a girls' night out or something. I was supposed to bring some alcohol and would have a great time with no boys allowed or something. So we come here to, you know, eat. Then they get a text from some guy. Apparently there's going to be an awesome party they can't miss at his place or something. So they took the alcohol I'd bought and said they were really, really sorry, but you wouldn't fit the crowd, whatever that means. And that's when you walked in. Yeah, and I look sad. So, yeah, that's about it. Honestly, if you hadn't come and talked to me, I'd probably be home right now, watching Lord of the Rings, and eating ice cream straight from the tub. Yeah, you're right. It still does sound like a great plan. Do you, wanna join me? You don't have to, but of course, I'm sure you have better things to do than hang out with me. You've already done. It sounds great. Cool. Right, let's get going then. It's not much, but it's home. Can't afford much better as a student, right? Oh, right. Ice cream. Let's see. We've got vanilla and vanilla chocolate. I don't really like vanilla ice cream. If you can't tell, you probably can. Sorry. I am a bit nervous, yeah? I've, never really had a guy over, or anyone really. Not that it's any different because you're a guy or something. I wasn't... I'm sorry, again. Vanilla is fine? Well, there isn't much of a choice, I guess. You like it? I might have had to throw it out if you didn't. Oh, I have my ways. Hey, a girl's gonna be ready. You never know when one of those pesky vanilla haters infiltrates your house. Yeah, you better watch out. So, which movie did you want to start with? I have them all on DVD. I know. No one uses DVDs anymore. I've just had them for so long. Figured I'd keep using them as long as I can. Starting with the first one, huh? How long did you plan on being here? As long as it takes for me to forget about my stupid friends? I'm sure that won't take too long. I've already made a new one after all. But I'm always up for a movie marathon. Just hop on the couch and we can start. So comfy. Oh, it's this hard thing. Shit. I'm sorry about that. I must have crashed pretty hard from all that sugar. Why did I have to eat the whole tub? I swear I'm not buying ice cream for at least a month. You're probably right. I can't be trusted when it comes to ice cream. Why didn't you wake me up? You kinda did? What do you... Oh, was the hard thing I felt here. You knew? I was moving around a lot. I'm so sorry. I've ruined this whole thing, haven't I? You're going to leave, aren't you? I get it. You don't want to see me again. That must have been so awkward for you. We only just... I haven't ruined it. You kind of liked it. Do you want me to do it again? Yeah? Like this? I'm so close to it. I've never been this close to a dong. I can't believe I just called it that. Why are you looking at me like that? Well, it kind of does things to me. Do you want to feel what it does to me? It just put your hand on my chest. Can you feel how fast it's beating? This is your fault, you know? You were so nice to me. I probably shouldn't say this, but I think I kinda fell for you. I don't expect you to feel the same or anything. Like, I know stuff like that only happens in movies. I'm inexperienced, not stupid. It's just, I've never felt like this, and it's pretty overwhelming. So I just felt like I should tell you. Actually, that was probably pretty stupid, wasn't it? Telling someone you... sorry. I should probably let you answer. You do have an answer, right? I mean, you don't have to have one. It's just... I'll shut up now. Wait. Say that again? You do? You do like me? What? Shut up. I'm not cute when I'm flustered. But seriously, I don't believe you. Because how can the first guy I have ever crushed on like me back? It just like that. That makes no sense. We're talking about me here. The quiet girl that talks to no one. Ring a bell? I mean, my friends have been trying to get you to notice them for months now. You saw how they looked at you when they left, right? And I've been listening to them talk about you. They really want you, even though you never go to any of their stupid parties. They're even willing to share, which is pretty much unheard of for those two. So, why me? Nobody ever notices me. You have. You've been thinking of how to approach me. I guess I am pretty unapproachable, huh? You're pretty lucky then, to see me get ditched by those two idiots. I guess I was too. So, I'm kinda waiting. And here I thought I was being the stupid one. Oh, wait. Let me just sit on your lap. There we go. Does it feel good? Oh, when I grind against you like this. It does. Yeah, it feels good for me too. It feels really good. I've never felt anyone against me like this. You can probably hear how wet I am as I rub myself against you. That's how it's been ever since I felt your cock. That's pretty much all I could think about since. It's all these stupid sluts that I call friends can think about. Your cock. I mean, I really enjoy saying that. I want your cock inside me. Yeah, I'm sure. I want to feel what it's like to have someone inside me. To have you inside me. And I don't think I can come just grinding like this. I could probably keep doing it forever. Yeah, we can get back to it later. Wanna take our clothes off? Yeah. So first, I'll take my shirt off. Then I'll take off the jeans. Oh, fuck, shit. Thanks. I almost lost my balance there. Let me help you with this. There we go. What do you think? Right, sorry, I still have my bra on there. It's just they're pretty small, so I thought you want to see them? Okay. Alright, so how are they? You think I'm beautiful? Shut up. I'm not flustered. Maybe a little. You look hot. Really hot. Can I get back in your lab? I am starting to feel a bit chilly, and I don't want to take my panties off just yet. Is that okay? Cool. Let me just. Can you move your hand a bit? Hi, I'm back. So, how do we do this? Should we, like, just go for it, or how do you... Yeah, this makes sense. Way more sense. You can touch them if you want. My boobs, I mean. You really like them? I was worried you'd hate them or something. You think that's dumb? I'm glad you like them. What are you? You're sucking on my nipple. It feels really good. Then. And on you again. It feels even better with just our underwear. Can you feel how wet my panties are through the fabric? You're so hard for me, of all people. I'm ready. I'm ready to do it. Take your cock out. I'll pull my panties to the side. Just press it against me. Just like that. Don't put it in yet. Just let me feel it against me for a bit. Just rub myself against it. It feels so good when it rubs against my clit. I want you to be so bad. Fuck. Hold it. Hold it there. I'll just go slow. It's going. It's going in. It's all in me. It feels so much better than my dildo. Yeah. I have a dildo. I'll start moving it better, okay? I want to start slowly. You want to know more about my dildo? Okay. Well, it has a suction cup on it. And I like to just have it on the floor. Maybe a jar. Or mount it on the wall. A while I write it. Sometimes I write it really slow, like this. Just enjoying the feeling of my pussy being so fucking full. It's going so fucking deep. Sometimes I'll put it against the window and just let everyone see me. It's transparent. So anyone who's watching gets a nice view. When I'm done, there's always a trail of wet dripping down the window. Sometimes I just lick it all up. The girls would talk about it sometimes too. How they'd imagine you fucking them. So I tried it too. I imagined it was your cock in me. I never talked to you, but the way they talked about you, that made me so wet. I came so fucking hard that time. I didn't have to imagine anymore. To imagine how you burn under me. To have you buck your hips up at me. I can tell you want me to go faster. Do you want me to go faster? Yeah. I'll go faster then. I've been practicing for this. Oh, fuck yes. Grab my ass while I ride you. Spread my ass a little. Oh, fuck. I bet they'd be jealous if they saw us fucking like this. Could you imagine that? I bet they couldn't take it. Watching my pussy take your cock inside it. Hearing me moan as I ride the cock they dream about. The cock their needy little holes want. It's all mine there. My perfect cock. Am I your perfect little hole? Fuck. I'm gonna come all over your perfect cock. Wanna come inside your perfect fuckhole? Yeah, you do. Fuck. That's right. Suck on my nipples while your fuckhole goes up and down on your cock. I'm gonna tell these fucking sluts how good your cock feels inside me. How good your mouth feels around my nipples. How you. Oh fuck. I'm so clueless. I'm so fucking clueless. How you make me fucking come all over your cock. That's right. I'm gonna come. Come inside me. Come inside your little cum hole. Yes, yes. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I can feel it flowing inside me. It feels so good. Don't worry, it's my safety. I been keeping track. You never knew, right? So worth it. We should probably get some condoms for next time, though. I don't know how I feel about not having you come inside me every time, but I'm sure I'll manage somehow. I do have all the holes so you can store it after all, and we've yet to try those. So, what do you think? Should I put the next movie on?